mostly he wrote them down, and he has an entire manuscript of his memories of the First World War. And at Vimy Ridge, he lost much of his hearing because he worked in a construction unit, and they built roads, dug trenches, laid barbed wire, that kind of thing. And a lot of it was very dangerous work because they did it in the front lines under enemy fire. At Vimy Ridge, they had to build a plank road right in front of the Canadian guns. And the idea was the guns were going to go up this road to get closer to their targets. So they built a road for hours in front of these guns, which are constantly firing over their heads, and they had no ear protection. And he said that every time the guns fired, their steel helmets would jump off their heads. So he says, no wonder he's hard of hearing. He always wore a hearing aid after Vimy Ridge.